أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض والطير صافات كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله المصير صدق الله العظيم. Beginning from ayah number 41 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed in the previous ayat, in the previous ruku, as a matter of fact, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala granted to those who had believed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke very briefly about the two types of disbelievers who were deprived of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of that hidayah and guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to the rest of the creation of Allah besides insan, besides mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتِ. That do you not see that whoever is in the skies and in the earth make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتِ, even the birds with the wings outspread also make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Allah says, كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا, that each one knows its manner and its mode of ibadat and worship, وَتَسْبِيحًا, and also its way in glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here, the ulama have explained that there are two aspects to this. One is that each of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been given a particular function and duty, be it the sun, be it the moon, be it the earth, be it the clouds, be it the trees, the stones, the sand. Whatever the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given it a particular function, a particular duty. And each one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the function and the duty that Allah has granted par excellence. There is absolutely no deficiency in the way in which they function. That is the one aspect of it, that they are in the worship of Allah, they are in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as their functions and duties are concerned. The second is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted each of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some form of sense, some form of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each one of the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat makes the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously the tasbih is not like the tasbih of man, but in the different modes and in the different ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught them. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا, that each one knows its mode of worship and remembrance of Allah, وَتَسْبِيحًا, and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they are doing. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the ibadat of Allah, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tasbih of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the kingdom belongs, the kingdom of the skies and the earth all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of everything. And everything submits and subjugates to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything, and hence everything submits to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala then concludes, wa ila Allahi al-masir, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the return. That because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full ownership of everything, if you look at the kings of the world, that they may be ruling over a country, they may have some form of sovereignty, but they are not the owners of everyone and everything. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His ownership, Allah Ta'ala speaks about His sovereignty. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's sovereignty and ownership is unique. That on the one hand, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala owns, and Allah Ta'ala has power over everything. We may own something, but we may not have full power over it. A person may have sovereignty, but that person may not have full ownership. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's ownership and Allah Ta'ala's power and sovereignty is different from that of man. Wa ila Allahi al-masir, and to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the return, that everything has to return to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That in this world, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the free will to obey the commandments of Allah or to disobey the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But insofar as the return to the day of Qiyamah, there is no will. We have absolutely no power to exercise any will. That is the will and the power of Allah, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself will make everything return to Allah and everyone to return to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the accountability. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.